Express Courier. I played you a call. I apologize. Emerson wires us Japan. Have you seen his cable?
No, I haven't.
The net of it is that Marcus suggests, I assume because of what he said about Fulbright, that he's going to be crowded and looks like that he won't have the facilities for handling these people and that he ought to have the meeting middle of November instead of the last of October.
Bill Bundy mentioned the problem to me this morning. I told him that I thought that we could supply facilities at Clark for newsmen and others that the Filipinos may not be able to take care of if that were desirable in order to hold a meeting in around whatever you suggested, the 24th of October. I think it's entirely a question of your preference. I think we can develop the physical facilities to support whatever decision you want.
Well, do you think we'll look bad to go later? We've announced?
I think so. Cy happened to be with me at the time I was talking about this, and his reaction was stronger than mine. He thought it'd be a serious error to postpone it to mid-November. I think it'd be undesirable.
Listen to this. I was able to talk separately with both Marcus and Ramos at Press Club lunch. Ramos sent a message. He wished to see me urgent. When I met him, he said he wished message transmitted to President Johnson from Marcus to the effect that in view short time for preparation and lack of hotel space in Manila, Marcus proposed postponed Congress till mid-November. I then told Ramos a proposal for October 24th, 26th, but he said this would not be agreeable, noting they had been carried away by their enthusiasm in scheduling meetings so soon and without adequate preparation, especially in view of extraordinarily large numbers of press and media representatives now expected to be in Manila at time of conference. Ramos showed me telegram Manila pointing out all hotels fully booked for period originally intended. He then referred to criticism appearing both in Philippines and elsewhere at the next meeting with U.S. election, noting this is an additional reason for postponement until mid-November. Later, I was able to talk privately to Marcos to give him President's message directly. The repeated statements made by Ramos asked me to communicate to Washington his desire that conference be rescheduled in November after U.S. election. I said I would transmit this message. Marcos and party remain in Japan until Monday, October 3rd. I think you better think about it, and we'll try to decide it tomorrow afternoon.
All right.
Leave here. 3:30 suits you?
Perfect.
We get through the wedding. I've got to go to the word for wedding. Now, here's the tentative reply. Mr. Emerson's given me your message suggests the conference in the Philippines be postponed to mid-November. I understand he gave you at the same time my message suggesting October 24th, 26th. From a policy standpoint, I would be very concerned at a postponement until mid-November for several reasons, but especially because of the South Vietnamese situation. As you know, the constituent assembly has convened and its deliberations proceed there. There's a very strong chance that there will be significant conflict and friction between the assembly and the government headed by General Tu and Prime Minister Key. Ambassador Lodge has consistently estimated that such difficulties can be handled and should not in any event become serious before November. However, I think you'll readily see that a major meeting with Tu and Key, while such difficulties exist, could raise the most serious questions of apparent intervention in South Vietnamese politics, which is one of the major concerns I've always had in considering a conference this type. This is my principal reason for feeling that a postponement would not be wise or in our common interest. But I should perhaps note that from my own personal standpoint, it'd be vastly preferable to have the meeting earlier because the pressing load of business confront me during November and December. I don't think that'll impress this country that gets out that he's talking about the United Nations. I understand, Mr. Emerson, that your major concern is the difficulty of adequate preparation and accommodation. In this respect, I would hope that my proposed postponement a few days would give further time to make the necessary arrangements. But more basically, I wish to assure you that I'm prepared to make extensive military facilities in the Philippines available to accommodate whatever overflow may exist either in Manila or Baguio in the handling of the substantial number of visiting newspaper men and otherwise who will doubtless wish to be in the Philippines during the conference. I'm today dispatching a senior official of the department to work with our embassy in the Philippines and, of course, in close association with Ambassador Romales to ensure that all necessary facilities are provided in timely and effective fashion. Let me add one other important factor. As you know, both Prime Minister Holt and Holyoke have scheduled elections November 26th. I'm not sure they could readily attend the conference mid-November, and I'm certain that such tenants would significantly hamper their campaign. Moreover, I've been considering the possibility of a visit to these two countries after the conference and in the mid-November period, so close to their election. This would run very serious risk of being interpreted as interference election. This reason might well not be possible. In the light of the major policy factors I've described, I hope very much that you can reconsider and accept the suggested dates, October 24th, 26th. Needless to say, I hope we can reach an early decision on the matter. I take this occasion to congratulate you on the excellent statement concerning the conference which you made in Tokyo. It conveyed exactly the right picture of the conference will be all the more effective to save Japan. Clearly.
I think that's a terrific cable. I'd let it go tonight, Mr. President.
Well, I have this feeling, Bob. We may be imposing on Australia and New Zealand to go in there the 1st of November. When we go out there, we're going there for their election November 26th. We may, this fellow, if he's got cold feet and he's worried, we may let Fulbright catch us is really trying to shove a conscience down their throat. Now, in the light of what's been said, we might just, you and Dean and I, think it over tomorrow. Send it out tomorrow night, or whatever you think, but I...
Oh, I suppose, I suppose that's all right to wait till tomorrow.
He's going to be there till Monday.
Yeah.
And I would think we might give thought to say it. We can take care of him. We could move it back to October the 31st and November the 1st, Monday and Tuesday. That'd be a week later.
Yeah.
We'll take care of all the guests. If you don't want to do that... we'll be glad to wait until after the November election in
Australia.
Australia.
You're going to have to do that because Holt said that he didn't want it any closer to his election. I'm not even sure he'd be able to take October 31 and November 1st. There was a cable in for him a week or so ago. That
I wonder, can we talk to Tokyo all right about sending a bunch of damn cables? I don't like to have them filed anyway.
I think you can talk to him, sure.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Fine, thanks.